Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz along with Haley Harmon.
What up, gang? How are you? Thank you so much for listening this week. We appreciate it, and we hope that you're doing just so well. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm a little groggy. Hung out with some friends and...
Did y'all stay out late?
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Did you go in early, but you went hard?
Both. Went in early, went hard, stayed late.
What a night.
Yeah.
Are you hungover?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You don't look hungover.
Well, I'm not that hungover.
You look kind of sloppy.
What does that mean?
But not hungover. No, I'm just saying, it bothers me when you don't at least button one button on your golf shirt.
You mean do a no a day and go all the way to the top?
No, but I'd like it if you just button one button. You do make fun of Noah when he buttons all the way to the top. But I think there's a middle ground.
Mm.
Why don't you? Convince me or just tell me why you do it.
I don't think about it. I just put the shirt on.
Looks so nice.
If this was buttoned, I wouldn't be aware of it. The fact that the bottom button, because it's just a golf shirt. It's not like I can feel a breeze.
Well, I know, but when it's just a lot of bare chest that I'm not used to seeing on you. And so it seems like, I'm like, well, you got to put a necklace in that space. That's my thought. It's a lot of chest with no necklace.
You mean you're not used to seeing all the sponge baths you've given me?
Well, since I did used to do home health care for seniors, you're right. And that's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
No, you look fine.
I said, hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
Oh, weird. I do like that shirt, though. And that's another reason I think it offended me. And I thought, Lee, you're better than this. Button that button. It changes everything. It's a nice shirt, a nice man. You gotta look the part.
Mm. Last night I was at
So what happened last night? You're having such a good time. Tell me about.
I went
the good
to
time.
Our favorite Mexican place, and then I said, let's go try this new place out. There's a bar downtown that
I've driven by.
Bartenders. They just have stations.
Bar wings.
Yeah, and you. It's almost
what's it
like
called? Tapster.
Yeah, it's almost Tapster. Like the way the arcades work at Chuck E. Cheese or Malibu Jacks.
I don't go there
Jacks.
As much as you. You'll have to fill me in. Remind me how it works.
Gaddytown, where you put a credit card. You give them your credit card, then they give you their card, and it has a value amount.
And then you scan that card.
And you scan that card, yeah. And so it charges you by the ounce.
And it's all beer?
No.
Oh.
It's pre-made cocktails, too. And the
really?
Old-fashioned was actually pretty good.
Okay.
I've had worse old fashions handmade by a bartender.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay, see, I haven't been in there. I've seen it. It's in downtown Lexington right next to
Tony's
Steakhouse. Okay, I've seen it. Now, I walked by a lot when it was under construction. I thought, ooh, that'll be cool. But in my mind, just where it says tap, I just assumed it was just like beer. Because I've been to places
where they have
50 beers on tap like that.
They
and
do
it's
have
the same
a lot of
thing.
Beer.
You scan the card.
Yeah. But there's no bartenders. You do it yourself.
Is there wine?
Yes.
Okay.
It has everything. It's a full bar.
It's a full bar, but just... Oh, how
But everything comes out of the tap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tapster.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what has left you feeling maybe not 100%.
Well, you know, I mean, I was doing before and after that, too.
You were tapped out at Tapster. Yeah. Before and after?
Oh, yes.
Where'd you go after?
Then I had to be like a private thing.
You had a private thing?
Yes. Private.
Concierge medicine private.
It wasn't... You know, the public wasn't there.
Just those lucky enough to get a VIP
Correct.
Invite.
Correct.
Wonderful. Now, what time did this VIP invite-only party wrap up? Were you able
not
to
bad.
Slide
like,
into your sheets?
11.
Oh, okay.
But it started at 6.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, take me through the cocktail adventure. As a pregnant woman, and obviously I'm not drinking at all, take me through your cocktails of the night. At dinner, what'd you have?
A continental exploration. I had margaritas. Then,
delicious.
Then I had old fashioned. From tequila to bourbon.
Ooh.
And then I ended up with vodka at the night.
At the
I can mix. A lot of people can't.
Yeah, I can't mix.
It doesn't bother me to mix.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you threw a beer in there, that would make me nauseous.
Only because you hate beer.
Yeah.
Take all those out and you get one sip of Miller Lite. You're like, I don't feel well.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
The bubbles and the carbonation. Although I like champagne is fine.
Yeah.
Well, let me take that back. What I was doing last night, if I included wine in that might not be good.
Yeah, wine.
Wine dehydrates me quickly and
wine
gives
makes me
a
feel
headache.
Cotton mouthed.
Yeah.
red wine makes me feel like I have cotton in my mouth. It's very weird. Even just after a half a glass, I feel like I need to rinse my mouth with water.
But anyway, while I was at that establishment, a fella that is a DJ, you know, now they have these Singo games, you know, like where they play music and then you got a card, and if the song comes on that you've identified, and then you match all those titles in a row, diagonal across.
Sure.
You get bingo, essentially.
We played that at my family reunion last year.
Yeah.
Singo.
And, and the guy who is one of those classic pukers talks like this. Hey!
Okay,
get ready for it.
I've never heard. Is that what people in radio call them?
Yeah, we call them pukers.
Oh, I've never heard that.
I grew up.
I love to learn about shit talking in different genres. I love this.
It's not necessarily. It's just a style. It's a classification. I don't think it's shit talking.
No, I'm saying you're shit talking about him.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's who he. You know, he's
a puker.
I'm sorry,
calling someone a puker seems negative to me, but that's just.
But that's because you don't understand the business.
You're right. I don't.
Yeah. But those guys that push, they push so hard they're going to puke. Hey.
Oh, okay. So you're not talking negatively. It's just describing the way he performs. Right. Okay.
It's a phrase that pays. Harry Carey is a puker. Well, he's dead now.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was a puker.
No more.
The older he got, it became that weird affectation.
Sure.
That Will Ferrell.
If the moon was made of spare ribs, would you eat it?
What if you think about it? He's puking too.
Yeah. Wow. What's your style of radio?
This is it.
God, boring. Just talking?
I don't think so, because you didn't know what I was going to say.
I'm kidding. I know. I think it's great that you just talk like
this. I got called in as a very early young... One of my first or second shifts, I made a reference to slicker than a cucumber in a women's prison. And that got me in the office.
I need you to go to the teacher's office now. Oh my gosh, Nikita's here.
Yes.
She just walked in the studio. She's normally not here on the days that we take the podcast. She's wearing athleisure.
Nikita just
looking so cute.
Told me I was number one, and I appreciate that.
I saw her put up a number one in the glass, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, isn't that cute?
Anyway, back to my guy.
Nikita, you're welcome to walk through if you need to.
And he talks like all that. Anyway, he comes over. He goes, "Hey, Lee, I got, you know, because off mic, he's
normal." I'm sorry, I can't believe you said that. I'm offended by that.
What?
I would have called you into the office. What the slicker that?
I was a kid.
Whoa!
I'm like 19. I'm just trying to find a way to
get people to notice me, baby.
That's exactly right. I'm not proud of it. But I remember getting called in like, seriously?
Have you seen the meme that says, HR heard about my joke. They loved it so much they want to hear it again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, I was.
So what was the discussion?
I was, with the HR people? Yeah. What are you doing?
You said, trying out my material.
It's FM radio. I'm just supposed to introduce songs.
They're like, don't
but,
do a
you
bit.
Know, but I just... said, whatever, that Terrence Darby, slicker than a cucumber to women's prison, whatever. I don't know. But back to my guy. Now he's not on mic, so he's talking to me normally. And he's like, hey, I got to tell you something.
Oh, this was, sorry, we're back to last night.
Yes.
Tales from the night before.
He goes, I don't think you'll remember this, but I have a confession. He goes, a year or two ago, we were over at Lex Live, and I'm about to do a karaoke thing or whatever. And I was higher than a kite.
He was?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
And he said, I had to get myself together because whatever he took hit me harder than I was expecting.
Sure.
Delta 8s or whatever the kids call it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, so I went to the bathroom mm-hmm. to try to get myself together.
Maybe look in the mirror, splash your face with water.
Yes. And he goes, and I'm looking at myself and I'm yelling at myself, focus, focus. Focus.
Oh, I love this.
And I turn around and I didn't know you were at the urinal. You were the only guy in there. And then as soon as he said
it,
I went, I kind of remember that. I think I was there to see a movie or something. And I'm thinking this guy's at another urinal. And I remember.
He's got some sort of prostate.
Yeah, like, focus.
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 Or do you think he was cheering you on? He thought that poor man's been there a while.
I appreciated the passion he brought to the men's room.
So did you know it was him? Did you turn around like, hello?
No, because I never really eyeballed.
You know, you just thought something.
I don't have the flexibility to turn around like that.
Your back doesn't operate while you're in the midst of flow.
Right, right.
Wrong.
But thank you for using the word flow.
Oh, it's more of a babbling brook. A dribble.
Well, no, sometimes it is. That's the thing with me. It's always a surprise. It's like my golf game. I never know what's going to happen.
Do you tell your doctor this?
Oh, I've seen my doctor. And he has seen me.
I had to go to the doctor this morning before work because, as you all know, I'm pregnant. And so this was my monthly checkup. After this, I it's going to ramp up a little bit because I'm nearly 7 months pregnant now. But anyway, so today I did the gestational diabetes test, which is where ladies who are pregnant know I had to drink that sugar water, basically.
Who has the gestational diabetes? You and the baby or you?
It would be me.
Yes. It'll give you. And then you have to have insulin or something?
Some women do, apparently. If you have other women will just have, if you have it. Other
but
women,
we don't think you do.
No, my doctor told me ahead of time. She was like, based on everything we've seen from you, we would be shocked if you had it. But they test everybody.
What are
you
the symptoms of gestational diabetes?
I don't know. So basically, they give you this drink, which is like, and I always have heard it's the orange one. But when I got there, they're like, do you want lemon, lime, or orange? And I was like, ooh, lemon, lime. Wasn't that bad, honestly. People mm-hmm. talk about how terrible it is. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. It tasted like a flat Sprite to me. Mm. I guzzled it. It was good. And
it's just sugar.
50 grams of sugar in this little like 10-ounce bottle, well, which is like
shouldn't have been
I chugged two Coca-Colas
right
in 5 minutes. So then I go to sit in the waiting room and I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad. And then all of a sudden I start to feel like, oh, I could throw up at any moment.
I was a puker.
Yeah. But I didn't.
Say the phrase that pays.
Say the phrase that pays. Lemon lime puker.
This Sunday at the arena.
That's right. So I did not, but then it's an hour-long test. You drink the stuff, and then as soon as you finish the last gulp, they say, come back here in 1 hour. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back in there in an hour, and they drew blood from my arm, which I already, guys, as a 37-year-old woman, no shame, I get sweaty and nervous every time. I hate needles. I hate being pricked for a shot or getting my blood drawn.
Did you hype yourself up like that little kid we
I
watched?
I thought about it.
That little fella.
Guys, have you seen the viral video of that sweet little kid who apparently had some sort of health condition? He might be 3, 4, I don't know. And he's had to have his blood drawn a lot. And he hates it, of course, and the pain and hates it. But he has this little pep talk he gives himself where he's like, mm-hmm. what is it called where you're...
Hype?
No, yeah, he's hype, but it's like you're psycho...
Psycho-inducing?
No, I can't think of it. Anyway. You know, where you're telling someone, no, don't motivation. Do that.
Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology, not yes. backwards psychology or secondhand psychology.
Yeah, reverse
is what
psychology.
He's reverse psychology-ing himself because he's like, yeah, put it in. And yeah. he goes, that, when they put it in, he's got tears streaming down his face. He's going, that's what I'm talking about. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's heck it, boy.
And
yeah.
I thought about that kid.
You should have done that.
I thought about it before. I thought, I should have.
Yeah.
I really thought if that sweet little baby boy could do it, I could mm-hmm. do it. But literally right before I go, oh, God, I hate this so much. Sorry, I can't do this. Bam, she hits me with the needle. And she goes, see, didn't even give you time to think about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, true. So then they take.
And I didn't give you time to think about this. Slap.
I slapped her across both cheeks. Then she turned around and I saw her face.
Yeah.
No. So then they take all that. And the whole time I'm looking away and I'm like, praying to myself and just deep breathing, like, God, get this needle out of me. So as soon as they take the needle out, I think, I have done it again. I've been a big girl in this world. I'm good. I don't have to do this for a long more time. Then she goes, okay, and now for the finger prick. And I literally was like,
but I don't even know that man.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to do that.
No. I literally, the emotional low I went from while she's taking my blood, the high when she takes the needle out, to the absolute on the floor low when she goes, okay, now for the finger prick. I literally was like, for half a second, I thought, I could run out of this room right now. Mm-hmm. I haven't had my finger prick since I was a kid.
Hmm.
Like, truly.
Just a week ago, accidentally by a splinter.
Oh, I've had a splinter, but I've not had my finger pricked at the doctor and I don't even know it. So
you haven't lived until you
had. And then she kind of did the same thing. Didn't give me time to think, but she just puts alcohol and goes, bah! And I was like, I had to sit in the waiting room after the fact for 5 minutes. They're done with me. They're like, you can go home. I had to sit and do deep breathing between the glucose sugar drink.
You're too much sometimes.
Between the glucose sugar drink and the panic with the blood draw, I literally was like.
You are a drama queen.
And not only, I have diagnosed generalized anxiety disorder.
Oh, my God. What's the difference? It still makes you a drama queen.
No. Like,
quit trying
mean.
To
Stop.
Use that
no,
as
you're
a
trying
crutch.
To be mean to me.
I'm
you're
not trying to be mean.
You are being mean. I'm accomplishing it.
That is what your generation calls truth.
No, Lee, but you're being negative about it. Like I
I'm not
control
being negative.
Over
See,
the way my brain
that
is made.
Your biases. I am not being negative. This is who you are. It's the reason I love you. If you were just some tough soldier, you wouldn't have your charm. And that's the truth. I wouldn't want to hang around you if you were a Marine lieutenant.
Why would I be hanging around you if I was a Marine lieutenant? And I also do a daytime talk show.
I mean, what fun would there be? You talking about your and my finger was pricked.
And I asked him to do it again.
And then I left.
But no, Lee, I guess I think I have diagnosed anxiety. And everybody has certain fears or things that they hate. At least I own mine. And I'm like, I know I'm being a baby right now, but I can't help it.
And what is the difference of me?
And I chugged the equivalent of like 2.5 cans of Coca-Cola in 5 minutes. So I was feeling.
You're not chilled.
I've never heard someone use the term drama queen positively. So when you
well,
say
I
that
just
to
did.
Me,
Thank
but you,
you
didn't.
Thank you.
You
I
said,
just
God,
did.
You're such a drama
I
queen.
I never said that. Play the tape. I never said, God, you're such. I said, you're a drama queen.
You didn't say it was somewhere in the middle. The truth is in the middle. He said, she said somewhere
said,
in the middle.
I said, you're a drama queen. But that's not a negative connotation. I know you. I have known you.
You were just pointing
forever.
Out that I you expected this story.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
There. Yeah. Any. I know. Part of the charm of me.
Okay.
Is
oh, good. You talk about my charm, and then you talk about your own.
I handle that. I navigate you out of a lot of territories that would bring more drama. To not just you, but to all of us.
Lee, you give me more anxiety than anyone in this office.
No. I protect you from
that. No, you don't, Lee.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
See, the difference here is, like the other day when I had my finger pricked.
You didn't have your finger pricked.
It was pricked by a piece of lumber.
That's not a finger prick. You got a splinter.
And here's the difference. I said, Bridget.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Can you help me? And Bridget goes, I guess so, and pulls out a pair of tweezers from someplace and starts digging into my finger as we have a conversation.
Dead.
And then halfway through the process, Bridget goes, well, shoot, I guess I should have cleaned these. I've been doing stuff with them. And then I go, yeah, I guess maybe I should clean it because it starts to bleed. And so I go get some cloth to clean it up so she can see what she's doing. And then we go back to work. This was a very dirty environment. And then we moved on about our day.
Good for you, I
it
guess.
It wasn't sterile. It wasn't convalescent, medicinal. It was just raw fixer-upper.
That's your lifestyle?
And that's fine. I'm not a drama queen. And I'm not saying one is better than the
other. Do you have a high pain tolerance? Was it not hurting?
I do have a high pain tolerance, yes.
I do not.
I know you don't.
Emotionally or physically.
I know that. And it's okay to be that way. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I like who you are. So when I say you're a drama queen, don't think that I'm judging you. You've already been judged and found guilty a long time ago. And I still choose to associate.
Wait, what?
That's
no, I thought
correct.
You were making a reference to my Savior, that I've been judged and found guilty, and then now I'm free by the blood
well,
of Christ.
Well, you can call me what
but
you want,
you said
but I prefer
you've been
friend.
Judged and found guilty, but I'll stay your friend. You judged me and found me guilty of what?
Of being a drama queen. But you don't have to call me Savior. You can
I
call me.
I didn't. I was talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who I pray to every day. Lord, help me make it through this day with that man in the salmon shirt.
And he said to you, I sent him to take care of you. That's what he said. What
so
he told
what
me.
Were the first 19 years of your life for? Because you're that much
Learning
older than me.
How to deal with it.
Who were the precursors that taught you how to deal
Lord.
With it?
Oh, Lord. Well, my mother won.
Sure. Okay. Well, anyway, what do you want? Never mind. You said it's fine to be this way. I was going to say, how would you like me to behave during getting my blood drawn?
I don't want you to change at all.
I talk incessantly.
You do.
But until they get the needle in, then I'm silent. Don't talk to me. Because then I'm deep breathing until it comes out.
Well, that's when you should be distracted. The next time.
It's the pain I don't like when they first stick it. You're not going.
I need to go. Because
I knew as soon as you said next time.
Next time.
I said you're not going. You tell my needs.
These people don't know how to handle you. So let me go in there and, you'll laugh. You'll have such a good time. You won't even know what happened to you.
I don't think so.
I do.
When I went to get my Invisalign trays checked and we filmed it for the show,
you filled me with so much anxiety. Because almost
you embarrassed me in front of the doctor.
$80,000 machine?
Yes, you're in there. I don't know what you were doing in your clogs, knocking things over.
I caught it, though, before it fell.
Yeah, Lee, but there was no need to be doing that. You said next time, and I said before I said you're not going. I've got to go.
Can I tell? Well, I don't even, no, I can't. I want to tell this story, but I don't. I want you to give me permission to tell the story.
But I don't know what the story is, and I'm almost certain based on the fact that you're second guessing it makes me feel like
I don't think it's a big deal at all. You might think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal at all.
You don't think anything's a big deal?
That's right. I don't.
Right.
But there was. You know what? Okay,
Why don't you just text.
I'll just say this. You were doing a medical thing, and I sent.
Is this back when I used to be a doctor?
No, you were having a procedure done, and I sent you. You didn't know this. Can I tell this story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, she was having a medical procedure done with a new technique or something. These guys had a new machine or something, and I created a video and I sent it to them and gave them specific instructions on how to display this. So Haley, knowing her, is again, high anxiety, drama queen, very nervous and anxious about what's about to take place.
Stop with the compliments.
they go, okay, before we begin, we need to show you about the new machine, a little video. Well, it's my voice and going, welcome to, and I show her photos of Fat Bastard.
From Austin Powers.
Of the results vary from this procedure.
And I know immediately from the affect in the voice, I know immediately from the stupidity of the poorly edited video, I go, did Lee send you that? And they're like, well, we can't confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Didn't that put you at ease?
No.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Oh, you aggravate me with your lies.
I'm not lying. That procedure involved needles, and I was never going to be calmed down. I need to be put to sleep for everything.
Didn't that help, though?
No.
Oh, you would have done better without that video.
I would have done better without you, period.
I just wish I had a friend like me. That was always thinking about
that is
how
the
can
most
I'm,
selfish,
how can
self-centered,
I make that person's life better
thing I've ever heard.
Jeez, OP.
I wish I had a friend like me.
Yeah.
You don't treat yourself well.
That is true.
Why don't you be your own friend?
Well, I'm trying.
I keep standing myself up, though. As I've told you, a girl on TikTok I saw, and it made an impression on me, and I think this a lot when I'm trying to create routines and habits and things that are good for me, but then aren't necessarily the easiest or most fun to do,
mm-hmm.
Is, are you someone you can count on?
Oh, I can count.
Because other people can count on you, but it's like, can you count on yourself? And a lot of times the answer is no, because if you're tired or you're going to drop the ball somewhere, you're like, well, who cares? I don't need to do this. No one's going
to
know
me. Can I count on myself to eat right and exercise?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But can I count on myself to show others a good time? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make a funny medical introduction video.
Yeah, sure.
To put you at ease.
But you did it to make yourself laugh.
No, I didn't. I made it for you to laugh.
In your mind, your friendship is better than it really is. Like, you think you're such a good friend.
But I'm the best friend.
Not mine.
Oh, my God.
That's how you hurt him. He thinks, like, if Nikita right now was like, Lee, you're not my best friend, he'd die. If I say anyone, all the people that he, you think you have a lot of best friends.
Uh-huh.
But you're not a good friend.
Nikita knows that I'm there for her if she needs me. You can't say that about a lot of people.
That's true. In a moment of crisis, or just any moment, for like, if someone called you, myself or Nikita or anyone you're close to, and said, I need you to do this right now. If there are no like massive limitations, like you're in another city or something, mm-hmm. a flight away, you're like, oh, okay, I could do that.
Yeah. All right.
But, oh, okay.
We're running out of time because we got to go.
Oh, okay.
So let's do this. If you have a question or comment, you can send us a question or comment. Ideas at Lee
Your
and Haley.
Your ad-libbing is what I love about you.
Ideas at LeeandHaley.com. What's your favorite childhood game? Hide and seek with my mother. I played that for years.
One single game, but it lasted for years.
I scheduled that finder. Then she'd go again.
I loved at school in PE when we'd play kickball, the sound of that ball when it would roll, they'd roll it to her and you'd kick it.
Boom!
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Loved kickball.
I loved.
Hated.
Bombardment?
No.
Dodgeball? When you,
dodgeball. We hated call, dodgeball. We I wanted to get hit first so that could be done.
Bombardment.
Bombardment?
Yeah, bombardment.
Bombardment?
Yeah, bombardment.
Bombardment.
What are you saying?
You're adding an extra I in there.
An I? There's no I in bombardment. It's A's and E's.
Then where's the bombardment coming from?
Bombardment.
Spell it.
Well, you got your bomb, your B-O-M-B,
yeah,
and then your bardament.
There's no ardiment. There's no arda. It's the
When you bombard something.
Yeah.
And you classify it as a noun, it becomes bombardment.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Bombardment.
Bombardment.
Because that's how it's spelled.
Well, whatever. I like bombardment.
I do. It's kind of fun to say bombardment.
But I love
what that. The hell are we talking about? Okay, I liked kickball. Lee liked bombardier, bombardment.
Bombardment.
At home, I loved the slip and slide. When my mom would put out the sprinkler and the slip and slide, leave the hose on it.
I knew that somebody's going to rip a testicle off because there's going to be a piece of glass or something, and you're going to slide right
Where
over
Where
were
that. You doing this? An empty Walmart parking lot? We were doing it in our yard. We didn't have a lot of rogue glass in the front yard. Maybe a rock that we should have moved. That's why you got to send the least favorite child down first. Mm. And I'd yell back to the other siblings and say, coast is clear.
It's clean. What animal do you think leads the most interesting life? Well, that's Butter.
Your dog specifically.
She's right now running a hotel. She's a hotelier.
She is?
And when she's not doing that, she's a talk show host.
Ding! Bellhop!
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, what a fancy life.
She does have a fancy life. Yeah, that's exciting, but maybe an animal in the wild.
Oh.
Let's talk. No, I think what you're saying about Butter is true. She does lead a very luxurious lifestyle. Now, but maybe an animal in the wild that lives, what was it, most interesting life?
Yes.
Although most animals in the wild, it's pretty boring. They're just surviving.
Looking for the next meal.
Yeah, it's not like us where we're surviving. Yeah, eating, drinking water, et cetera, but we also get to have lots of man-made fun. They're like...
I think they have fun.
Well, I think they have
chimpanzees
fun.
Chimpanzees
But they're not
fun.
Like, and we settle in as a family to watch the latest Avengers.
The penguins seem to be very social and have fun.
Yeah, that's
true. They slap each other for amusement.
There's always the threat of death, more so than for us, well, I feel.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm being serious. Fine, Butter is the answer.
Well, Amazon Prime Day is coming up. Hype it up or it's nonsense.
Ooh.
I don't do that. It means nothing to me.
I, 9 times out of 10.
Nikita, this is a Nikita question, by the way.
Yes. Nikita and I are deep into the Amazon Prime lifestyle. We're always buying things on there and comparing.
Well, Nikita has access to monies that I didn't even know she had.
She does have your credit card saved on her account. And she didn't even
And I don't mean
know.
The company card. Somehow she has my personal
Lee,
card.
Because you ask her to order you,
you
stuff.
You keep saying that. And I don't ever recall saying, hey, order this for me.
Well, how about she looks in her orders and sees something that doesn't align with her lifestyle that she would have ordered for you? I don't know, a bedpan?
It would take all day in a at a a whole bevy of accountants.
No, you could literally search by credit card or shipping address.
I think she did that.
I don't think so.
I don't know. That indicated, but you already had the card put in.
But anyway, Amazon Prime Day for me is kind of hit or miss. If you want to make some impulse buys and maybe buy some things that you were kind of looking at or trying, but 9 times out of 10, there's nothing on there that I would have been buying anyway. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there'll be beauty products that I use that I'll be like, ooh, I'll stock up on that while it's on sale.
What like, is it? Well, how much do you save?
It can be like 20%, 30%. Oh. Randomly, there'll be items on there like 60%, but those are usually ones that I feel like they're just trying to get rid of.
They want, right.
Yeah, but some of the stuff that I buy on there will be like 20% off. And I'm like, yeah, I might as well get it if I know I'm going to use it. Mm. You know, toothpaste, skincare.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bedpans.
Right. what's the dream way to start your morning? And, you know, if you had a, if or did you decide to have a morning routine?
Oh, well, I need at least 1 hour to sit and have my coffee and dick around on my phone. Like, I need the 1 hour. And first thing I do, and this is ideal for me, is I let my dogs out. I kind of stand there while they're going to the bathroom, and I just kind of come to. Then I feed them, make my coffee, and then they follow me into the living room. And I sit for an hour, and I do check my emails and all the stuff I need to do. But then I just get to kind of slow. I need to slowly wake up. If I don't have time to kind of get myself settled, I feel off all day. So that hour for me in the morning of like having my coffee, moving slow, just chilling and feeling in control. I'm not the type that I can get up, get in the shower and go. All day I feel frazzled.
My dream way to start the morning would be with Aiza Gonzalez.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You roll over and say.
I forget how hot she is.
She really is.
She's the new It girl.
Is she?
I determined
this. I saw a movie that she was in recently.
She's in a lot of stuff.
Oh, Baby Driver. I finally watched that.
Yeah, she was with John Hamm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's gorgeous. Yeah, she was. Gorgeous, yeah. Gorgeous.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She was so good in the, what is it, the gentleman...
Ungentlemanly warfare.
Ungentlemanly warfare. The
something, something ungentlemanly warfare. The cabinet of ungentlemanly, the ministry of ungentlemanly
yes,
warfare.
Yes, that's, I think you're close. Yeah.
With and, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill and what's his face, who's the boy you like on that Amazon.
I like so many boys.
But the big boy, who our attorney Richard thinks he's going to be someday if he can grow 6 inches.
You're telling me so much, but I don't know who you're talking. Chris Hemsworth?
No, Alan.
Rickman?
Yeah, that's
God
right.
Rest his soul.
Alan Rickman.
No, Alan Arkin?
Richardson or something like that?
Oh, Adam Richson from...
Adam?
Is it not Adam?
I think it's Alan.
Alan.
That's what I just
Alan.
Said.
Sorry, I blacked out. Well, I just started envisioning his pecs. Alan Richson from Reacher.
Jack Reacher, yeah.
No, the show is just Reacher.
But he plays Jack Reacher.
Yeah, but the show is Reacher.
Okay.
This is a bombardment.
Anyway, she's amazing in that.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
Mine was more simple and realistic. Yours is, and I don't fault you for this, reaching for the stars.
You never know. Weirder things have happened.
Is she married? Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know.
Find out her relationship status.
Yes. What did I do with her? Well, here she is. You know, she's originally from Mexico. Hmm. She was in Baby Driver, Godzilla versus Kong, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. She was in that spinoff. Here, let me go to Wikipedia. See if she's married. Doesn't say right now. Personal life. That's where you'd find it, right? Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Speaks English.
Oh, Isa.
And Italian fluently.
Oh.
She's from Mexico. So Spanish is her native tongue. She also speaks some French. Oh. She struggled with depression and a compulsive overeating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Because her father passed away. Daddy issues.
Okay, we got to wrap this up. We do have an out-of-town shoot today, so we need to get on the road.
This girl is perfect in every way.
Okay,
bless her heart.
Well, and you have mommy issues.
You know, she would appreciate the things I'd do. If I made her a video before she went into surgery.
All right. She would. Did you hear Lise with Isaac Gonzalez now? He made her the new version of a mixtape, which is a video.
And he said before you have a medical procedure.
Before she had a medical. This is called, this is pre-op. This is called Lise pre-op adventure. That's so funny. Okay. Isaac Gonzalez, we appreciate you listening. We know you're a big fan of the show. My corgis, who I have my coffee with every morning, they're big fans of the show. So thank you all for listening. Have a great day. The rest of you, thank you for listening and watching as well. You can watch on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. If you're watching from here, let's give them a big wave. What up, gang? Have a great rest of your day. Follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley, our home market for the television show, The Lee and Haley Show. Weekdays at noon on Fox 56 in Lexington, Central Kentucky.
All right.
God bless. Rate, review, subscribe. It really helps us. Hang in there. We love you. God loves you. Bye.